Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series in Worthington, looking at the Now Playing series, and we looked at the movie Twisters, which the central theme of the movie is about facing your past in order to step into your future. And that prompted us to look at a story of scripture found in John chapter 21. It's the story of how Jesus restores Peter. Here's what it says in just the first few verses. It says, after this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he even revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. And Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. And they said to him, we will go with you. And they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. It's a very interesting story. This is the third time that Jesus is going to reveal himself to the disciples. So when he starts out in verse 1 saying, after this, that we know what that means, that these disciples watched Jesus die. Peter, particularly, after saying to Jesus, you know, if all these other disciples leave, I won't leave. And then the night of the arrest, after Jesus told him this was going to happen, he actually ends up denying Christ three times. That now, Jesus has revealed himself by showing up to them when he had risen from the grave. Thomas wasn't there, so there was a second time when Jesus appears to them and kind of startles them and, reveals himself there to Thomas and the rest of the disciples. And so it's been like a month, and here is now a third time. But what's happening here is that Peter and these guys, they're kind of stuck, particularly Peter is stuck. That, you know, of course, you know, Jesus called him Peter, named him, oh, you're the rock on whom I'm going to, you know, because of this revelation of who I am as the Messiah that God has given you. And you're going to be this rock leader for this church movement we're going to start. And now here he is. He's the one who's denied Christ. And so what does he do? He goes out and goes fishing. And I think that's what happens in life. Something happens in our past, and it can be something that, things that we fear, things that we've done, things that we've regret, mistakes that we make. And sometimes the shame that comes with all of that, it gets us stuck. And then what happens is we start to play it safe. We look for the thing that makes us comfortable. We look for the thing that we can do to make us feel like, okay, I can do this. That'll make me feel safe. That'll make me feel comfortable. I can provide. Whatever it is. And spiritually speaking, it's kind of like a holding pattern. Think of the spinning wheel of hold that goes on your computer when you can't connect to the Wi-Fi. Like you just get stuck. And I think that's what's happened with Peter here, that he doesn't know what to do. So he said, let's go back in time. Let's go back to when I was a fisherman. That's what I know to do, and that's what I'm going to do. Now, what's interesting is how the story plays out, if you're familiar with it, is that Jesus actually, he doesn't let them catch any fish. He's on the side of the shore. He yells out, hey, throw your nets over there. They do it. They have so much fish. And John says to Peter, it's the Lord. And something happens different this time from the first time. Because this is almost a recreation of what Jesus did when he called Peter the first time, the miraculous catch of fish. But after that happened, Peter looked at Jesus and said, away from me. I'm a sinful man. Peter was well aware that he was not worthy of Christ. But this time, as soon as he realizes it's the Lord, he jumps in the water and swims to shore to go close to Christ. That even though he's been stuck, he doesn't know where to go, that this guy has been stuck in shame, he knew to go towards Jesus. He brought his shame to Jesus. And, you know, what happens next is really pretty fascinating, the way Jesus restores him. Ask him if you love me three times. Three times, remember, Peter denied him. And each time, Jesus told him, I want you to feed my sheep. Take care of my lambs. I want you to feed my sheep. He's restoring him publicly in front of the other disciples, dealing with the shame that was in Peter and publicly restoring him. It's just a picture that in order for us to move forward, we got to deal with our past. And that's what Christ wants to do with us. So let me ask you something. How do you know if you're stuck? I think one of the signs is that, you get spiritually bored. You find yourself maybe just thinking through, like, when I go to church, I just hope that the pastor has something to say to me that might stimulate me, make me feel more alive. Maybe you find yourself worshiping more when the Buckeyes win the national title than when you even think about God. And you find yourself spiritually thinking, I know there's more, but something in you is telling you that you can't move forward. You're holding back. You don't feel worthy. Well, just understand it was Christ who went after Peter. Christ initiated this whole thing. He didn't give up on Peter, and he restored him. He did deal with it, no doubt, but he's the one who restored him. Father, I pray that we would be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, that as you reveal to us the things in our heart that might be holding us back with you, Lord, that we would deal with them with you and allow you to have your way, but Lord, that you would set us free so that we could be freed up for the future you want for us, the plans you have for us, that we would be going towards you the same way that Peter went towards you. Lord, help us to sense that and to grow and to move in step with your Holy Spirit. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Well, maybe just take a second before you move on and talk to the Lord about these things and identify if maybe there's an area of your spiritual life where you've been stuck. All right, till next time, God bless.